సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్ విశాంశ జయతి జయతి దేవ సేవకీ నందనోస జయతి జయతి కృష్ణ వృష్ణివంశ ప్రదీప జయతి జయతి మేఘ శ్యామల గోమరంగ జయతి జయతి పృథ్వీ భార నాశ ముకుంద కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నంద గోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః అజాను సంవిత భుజో కనకావతారో సంకీర్తనైకృతరో కమలాయ సాక్ష విశ్వంభరో విజవరో యుగధర్మ పాలో వందే జగత్ప్రియకరో కరుణావతారో ఆనంద లీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమావదివ్యక్షభి సుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమరసప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరకృషే నమః హరిర్ నామ హరిర్ నామ హరిర్ నామైవ కేవలం కలౌ నాస్తైవ 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 గతిరన్యథా నమః ఓం విష్ణు పాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रिय द्वैत गदाधर निवासनी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaurava Kavinda Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaurava Kavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Nitai Gaura Premanand Hari Hari Bo Nitai Gaura Premanand Hari 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 Bo Hari 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 Hari
Hare Krishna Everybody say Hare Krishna Thank you. Yeah, thank you also for joining us once again. As we continue to narrate the pastimes of Gauranga, pastimes in connection with his visit to Vrindavan. yesterday. Was that yesterday? Yeah, that was yesterday. We did talk of how soon after taking sannyas, first place he wanted to go to was Vrindavan. Where is Vrindavan? Where is Vrindavan? And as he inquired, he was misdirected. Even Supreme Lord could be misdirected. This was the job of those coward boys. You remember them? Haribo. They were all chanting Haribo. Mahaprabhu was pleased with them, so they misdirected, misguided, and of course our Lord Nityanand Prabhu, he had a role to play. Gave the dictation. You tell him, if he asks you which way to Vrindavan, you tell him where to go. Just follow the path on the banks of Ganga. And following that path, as we heard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended up in Shantipur Dhama Ki. That is where we also were directed there today, not misdirected. We were directed to go to Shantipur. After spending some days in Shantipur, of course, Lord does not waste his time. He was using every minute, every second of his time, always. Of course, wherever he is, he does that. And he did the same thing in Shantipur. How did he spend his time? Chanting and dancing and feasting, meeting devotees and meeting Sachi Mata. And of course, I'm yours. This body is mine. You just order me. Of course, I cannot ask you to come back to Mayapur. Dear son, could you please stay at Jagannath Puri? So it was settled that way, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded to Jagannath Puri. And on the way, as we were talking at Shantipur today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did stop at many places, and one of those places was Remuna. That's the day we should be remembering today. Well, if not every day or all the time, today is the day, Madhvendra Puri's disappearance day. And he disappeared at Remuna, at Kshirchor Gopinath's temple. As Lord spent one night, what did he do? He spent whole night talking about Madhvendra Puri, the glories of Madhvendra Puri. Chaitanya spent whole night talking about Madhvendra Puri to the assembled devotees. Madhvendra Puri was Lord's grand spiritual master also. Ishwar Puri, the spiritual master, and his spiritual master, Madhvendra Puri, so grand spiritual master. Then Lord proceeded to Puri. And, well, we were talking how, where else Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could be or could have stayed. This is the best location, best destination for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath is the match. They go well together. We spent yesterday some time describing how our Gaur Govind Maharaj stuff. These are the two lords, two crying lords. Two lords were crying in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crying. He is in the mood of Radharani and he is crying for Krishna. And other lord, Lord Jagannath, crying for his devotees, especially Radharani. One is looking for Krishna, other is looking for Radharani. And they meet. The great meeting took place in Jagannath Puri. And they spent time together. 24 years. Out of which, of course, 6 years Lord spent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent traveling. And finally, 18 years he was there with Jagannath, also taking part in Rath Yatra festivals and playing a role of Radharani, Jagannath, Krishna in the cart and Radharani right in the front in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Lord arrived for first time in Jagannath Puri, Jag, he couldn't even utter the full name Jagannath. Jag is all that he could say, he could utter. His voice was choked up and next minute he was rolling on the ground right there in the temple hall, Darshan Mandap of Jagannath. And, well, Lord taking part in Jagannath Rath Yatra, yesterday also we spoke that way. He brings Krishna, Jagannath, to Vrindavan. And that is Gundicha temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays in Vrindavan. Gundicha is replica of Vrindavan. All those gardens around are non-different from the forest of Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus proclaimed and it was introducing all surroundings. And they were simply talking about Radha and Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights. That is how much time Jagannath spends in Gundicha temple, and then is another Rath Yatra back to the main temple called Ulta Rath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as they are proceeding towards Gundicha, his mood was Moraman Vrindavan. All the devotees were pulling the cart of Jagannath, trying to bring him to Vrindavan, in the mood of Brajabaskis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mood, my mind is Vrindavan, my mind is my mind is Vrindavan. Oh Krishna, please enter my mind, reside in my mind, reside in my heart. Please make my heart your residence, O Lord. And of course, by doing all this, as he's playing a role of a devotee, Bhaktavatar, as he's known, is teaching by example. This is for all of us to take note of. Watch him and understand him, his mood. Try to cultivate that kind of consciousness. I don't want fan. You don't want fan also? I don't mind. I don't want, but if you want, you are free to use the fan if you are feeling uncomfortable. You decide. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Jagannath Puri for some time. Then he does take his tour of South India, travels extensively throughout South India, and returns to Jagannath Puri. We'll not be talking of the details of that. And we could only take one drop of the ocean of the pastimes of Gauranga. Huh? We are not very big, right? Isn't one drop good enough for us to get drowned? Huh? Kind of size that we understand what we are. 10,000, and that is also the tip of the hair. I have a hair, tip of hair, you see? And break that into 10,000, then take one. That's our size. So that size we are. Then if we have just one drop of the ocean of pastimes, is just enough for us to get drowned. So, he returned to Jagannath Puri. Great tour, please read, understand how he traveled, how he was spreading, chanting the holy name of the Lord everywhere. His purpose that time was to, he was looking for his brother Vishwarup. He gave that as a reason. Oh, I must go find my brother. That was kind of private, personal reason. But then, dharma santapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. His purpose is also a different purpose, is to establish the chanting of the holy name as the yuga dharma for this age of Kali. So he did that, and finally in Pandharpur, he comes to Pandharpur, Pandharpur Dhama ki, which is one of the very dear dhams for us. He found out that Vishwarup, he was there in Pandharpur, and That is where he departed from. He had taken sannyas. I think I shouldn't be talking because we have a long way to go. We haven't even started talking about what we wanted to talk about today. So then he found out his brother was no more, and so then he comes back to Jagannath Puri. Then he had desire to go to Vrindavan. King Pratap Rudra, a great devotee of the Lord, he found out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is contemplating on going to Vrindavan. King Pratap Rudra, he made a special request to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai. Please, please make sure Lord does not leave Jagannath Puri. And not only King Pratap Rudra, but no one wanted Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to leave Jagannath Puri. So as now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was appealing to the devotees, Ramanand Rai, Swarup Damodar, please make arrangement for me to go to Vrindavan. But devotees were, when he proposed for first time, no, this is not a good time, this is a rainy season, not good time for traveling. Okay, rainy season was over. So, could you make arrangements now for me to go? No, it is too cold in Vrindavan now. Then again he wanted to go. Now it's time for Ratha Yatra. Soon devotees will be coming from Bengal, looking for you also, besides taking part in Jagannath Puri. Please stay on. And like that, 2 years, they came up with this excuse, that reason, no, not now. We'll see, yes, this time, that time. 2 years passed that way. But finally, Lord said, no, I must go. Please make arrangement. Or please let me go. Please permit me to go. Please happily give me permission to go. Then I will be happy on my way, on the way to Vrindavan. So finally, Mahaprabhu was ready to go and whole Jagannath Puri was also ready to go with him. All the devotees were. As he started leaving Puri, all devotees right behind him, ocean, it's also one ocean, Bay of Bengal. Puri is at the ocean, at the beach. So like that, another ocean of devotees following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he forbade them. He had to do so many things to keep them behind, and it was very, very difficult for those devotees to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving right in front of them. And for some devotees, traveled with him up to Cuttack, some more devotees up to some more points, and finally Lord practically by himself. Okay, we didn't mention. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But his idea was, I will visit devotees in Bengal first. Especially was thinking, I should visit Mother Ganga and Mother Sachi. I was thinking of these two mothers. I'll go to Bengal, visit my mother, Sachi Mata, and Ganga Mata, and also meet devotees there. And then, via Bengal, through Bengal, then I will head towards Vrindavan. So with that idea, Mahaprabhu comes to Bengal side. One of the first places Mahaprabhu comes is Vidyanagar. You know Vidyanagar, those who went on Parikrama, they, one day Padyatra, Parikrama stops at Vidyanagar. So just before Vidyanagar, there's a residence of Vidya Vachaspati, the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there. And as news leaked, Mahaprabhu is back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga is here. Like a wave, the news, as was reaching, the news was reaching, and the wave of people also, coming back towards Vidya Vachaspati's home. There's a description in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The kind of crowds came out. They were leaving for Vidya Vachaspati's home. You know, normally there are some paths for bullock cart or footpath, but only a few people could walk on those paths. When people came, they saw their path is blocked by the trees and the bushes because there's only little path, and they didn't want to go one after the other. They all wanted to go simultaneously, like a wave. As they were coming, they just wanted to proceed like a wave. So it's described that people started cutting trees and bushes and clearing the whole forest. And then they're walking on the trees and the bushes and crawling and proceeding towards Vidya Vachaspati's home. People just clearing the path. Another wave came from the eastern side, and then they had to stop. The Ganga was in the middle. There are few boats. Well, who wants to stand in a queue, 10 people at a time, and boat coming back and another one going? It's also described that Vidya Vachaspati personally arranged some additional boats for devotees, but they were not sufficient. They were not waiting for the boat to go and return. They were just jumping into the river, diving and trying to cross. There were times that the Ganga was filled with the, you could only see the heads of people moving, nursing water, People everywhere, the herds of people, they're moving. They did not care what would be the result, if whether they could cross or whether they would get drowned, or all that they were thinking. We want to see Gauranga. Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is he? This is all that they're thinking. And the spirit is just moving and the bodies are just following. Finally, as people arrive, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, realizing that it's going to be stampede, could be too much to handle these crowds. So he had gone to Kulin Gram. Devotees were disappointed. But then Vidya Vachaspati was kind enough to bring all of them to Kulin Gram, which is present in Navadvip. And all the devotees met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, met and saw, and they were just drinking the beauty of the personality of Gauranga, and full dandvats, and of course big kirtans. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't just sit and give darshan to everybody. He begins dancing, and because he's very tall, everyone could take his darshan, right? Bengalis are usually shorter people. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 7 feet tall. Easy for darshan, right? And to make it even easier, what would Gauranga do? He would jump. The real gold. In this world, everyone is mad after gold. And Gauranga, go for Gauranga, is real gold. And they're really... So they had great time. And they're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere. Wherever he would go, they would go with him. One devotee, Narasimha Brahmachari, Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he found out that Mahaprabhu is planning to go to Vrindavan. Of course he's going to be walking. Oh, what could I do? What service could I render? And he had this great idea of fixing the road, starting from Navadvip, Kulin Gram, all the way to Vrindavan. He wanted to fix the road. But how did he do that? He did that in the mind. Easy job. No, that was his devotion. Lord is bhava grahi janardan. Even your bhav counts. You get credit for that. So he sat down and started constructing the road. And not with the stones, with flowers, stemless. Translation is no stem, stemless. Stems were cut. The flowers being spread on the road, a bed of roses. There are bakul, those special bakul flowers. They are very rare, but he has so many of them. On either side, he had bakul flowers. At intervals, there were lakes. Well, you need to get into the lake, you need ghat or steps. They were made of jewels. And then he was filling up those lakes with the waters. Okay, the lake is there, water is there, what else is required? Lotuses have to be there. Lotuses were there. There are bushes and there were beautiful trees on the banks of those lakes. And he had birds chirping and singing. He was trying to do the best road for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to walk on. Building and building and building and making that bridge, the road. He went up to Kanai Natashala. It's a place like Bengal, Bihar border most. Up to there he built the road, and from there onwards he had difficulty continuing the construction of the road. He had lots of flowers and more lakes, he had ideas, more trees, more birds. Everything was waiting, was big stock he had. But he was not able to, he was struggling to go forward with the road construction, but not possible. He was not even able to put one step forward. And as he contemplated, he came to conclusion that this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not go to Vrindavan. He will, yes, he will go only up to Kanai Natashala. Up to the that Kanai Natashala, he had built the road. And he said, only up to there he will go and he will not go forward. He told the devotees. And he said, you will see, you will see. He was fully convinced. You will see. It was like a prediction. He was convinced. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Kulin Gram, he goes to Ram Keli and he met Rupa Goswami, Rup and Sanatan, Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, the two brothers, they were ministers. First time ever they are meeting. Great meeting. These two brothers, they have they're holding straw in between their teeth. Dante Trinodhari. And full obeisance is at the feet of the Lord. This full humility, folded hands and trembling bodies and faltering of the voices, and they are speaking. Lord did not want to even hear more. So much. Oh, we are worse than Jagai and Madhai, and we are this and we are that. Too much. The humility, that's like a limit. No, I can't hear. Enough, stop. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are my eternal associates. There's a Rupa Manjari and Sanatan Goswami is who? Which? Vilas Manjari? Okay. Rupa Manjari, Vilas Manjari. They are meeting in Ram Keli for first time. So there was this nice dialogue. Everything is wonderful. Sanatan Goswami says one thing, and all those devotees were following the Lord. Ram Kelly is in Bangladesh, present day Bangladesh. That time, of course, there was no Bangladesh, just a new creation, new country. Sanatan Goswami said, this is not the way to go to Vrindavan, go with hundreds and thousands of devotees. No, don't do this. Sanatan Goswami is giving some kind of good advice. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport there that in those days, one of the things mentioned, that people used to take big tours to Vrindavan on some kind of commercial basis and charge people. Pandas giving tour and take money. And so if you did the same thing there, what would they think of you? You are no better. You are... Well, that's one thing that comes up. Just a disturbance. No. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now, even after he heard this advice, he had not taken it seriously. And then he was traveling. He was on the way to Vrindavan. And he was in Kanai Natshala, spending night there. And during the night, he was thinking, what did Sanatan Goswami say? No, no. Don't go with hundreds and thousands of devotees, people, to Vrindavan. And yes, that's it. Mahaprabhu decided, I will not go to Vrindavan. Narasinghanand Brahmachari ki. Remember, he had said, yes, he will not go. Instead, Mahaprabhu, I will return to Jagannath Puri. I'll return to Nilachal. Of course, as of yet, he had not visited Sachi Mata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once again he comes to Shantipur. Remember, he had come after he had taken sannyas. And again he is in Shantipur and he meets Sachi Mata in Shantipur. First time also that meeting took place in Shantipur, second time meeting Sachi Mata in Shantipur, spending time in Shantipur festival, chanting, dancing, feasting, and Lord proceeds to Jagannath Puri. Again, everyone wants to go with him, and Lord had a hard time keeping everyone behind in Bengal. Only two devotees go with him. One is Balabhadra Bhattacharya and other one is Damodara Pandit. Two devotees followed Mahaprabhu back to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. And as he is in Jagannath Puri now, he had not forgotten his Vrindavan visit. He wants to go to Vrindavan. Again he calls Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, please make arrangement for me to go to Vrindavan. But do you know, I don't want anybody, nobody will go with me to Vrindavan. I want to go by myself. And there's a whole dialogue. No, no, no. Okay, at least take two. And finally it was settled. Okay, just one. But make sure that devotee is peaceful in his mind. Besides few other qualifications, Mahaprabhu said, he has to be peaceful. You know, the last time that Kaliya Krishna Das? Right? He was there, but then he got into trouble, mind agitated. So make sure, servant that goes with me, he has to be peaceful. Who goes with Mahaprabhu? If someone wants to go with Mahaprabhu, then what is one of the requirements? He has to be what? Peaceful. Not peaceful, then you stay behind. You lag behind. So finally, and they said, oh, that Bhattacharya, Balabhadra Bhatta, he is the one, he traveled with you from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. We are proposing his name. Yes, yes. He could go, and it was settled. And so when Lord proposed, that was kind of evening time. And he said, tonight, before sunrise, I will be out of here. Don't spread the news of my departure, and I will go. So Lord, in the middle of the night, he got up and took that one devotee with him and started his journey for Vrindavan. Next morning, as devotees got up, who are they thinking? As soon as they get up, who are they thinking of first? Who are they thinking? Gauranga. Gauranga. First thing they think is of Gauranga. The morning, especially mornings, should be reserved for remembering the Lord and his devotees. Mornings are very, very special. The best time of the day should be reserved for the best person, best Lord and his devotees. So Jagannath Puri devotees, they were doing that. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incognito. It is incognito. He's not going on the highways. He's taking some sideways and he's going through the forest. This is how he ends up in Jharkhand, forest of Jharkhand. Now, just a few years ago, in India, there's a new state like a Maharashtra or Uttar Pradesh or Bengal or Rajasthan or Gujarat. One more state has been added, Jharkhand. That was part of Bihar, right? It was part of Bihar. It's North India. It was part of Bihar. And so divided, Bihar divided into two. Bihar state and Jharkhand. Just to have some idea where is Jharkhand. So as now he's going through Jharkhand forest. Is he carrying gun with him? He has no gun. Bombs? Sword? Stones? Nothing. He's empty-handed and he's going through the forest. And that forest, 500 years ago, that forest was full of tigers and lions and elephants and like that. It's a real forest. Forest like forest. Thick forest. And Mahaprabhu is traveling through. And of course singing all the time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hridaye Gaura Premanande Now we have a little more time. Seva. We are not, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, well, he will, today he will just reach outskirts of Vrindavan, Mathura. Going through the forest quickly. It took, of course, many, many days. He was in the forest, maybe months he was in the forest. And just him and Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya had a hard time. And he was trembling. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was walking and dancing, and his feet touched sleeping tiger. Tiger is on the ground, Mahaprabhu standing next, and tiger looked. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hare Krishna. And tiger says, Hare Krishna. But get up, get up. And he makes tiger to get up. And there's more the chanting and dancing. And that tiger is singing just like a human being. Like you say Hare Krishna. The tiger is saying Hare Krishna. It's not acting like a tiger anymore. In another time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the lake taking his bath and now we're chanting his Gayatri. Since he was murmuring his Gayatri mantra, and there come the elephants, the big herd. So many elephants come to drink water. And as they're drinking water, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he splashes some water. And as water touches their bodies, and he says, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, elephants. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna to you. And the elephants are not only chanting, but the four legs are up in the air and they are dancing and singing. I wish someone had taken that videography of that scene. You would have purchased one copy, right? But as it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you could hear or read and visualize in our minds, three-dimensional, the scriptures are like a windows through that. You see the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Gauranga. Then another time he is walking through the forest and he has tigers and the deer, they're walking side by side. Is that ever possible? We can't even imagine. The deer, as they even look at some human being, or the human being here, they run away. What to speak of tiger? They're walking next to each other. They're walking next to each other, tiger and the deer. Not one, so many deer, so many tigers are walking next to each other. And the next scene was, this was too much. Well, it's difficult for us to understand. This is all doing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he's not giving credit to himself, or he's not thinking I'm playing double role here. Okay, let me fix the tiger's consciousness or deer's consciousness, or this and that, and let me revolutionize, fix them up, and then I will be there again to witness, to watch how they act, how they behave, how they demonstrate, how they perform. He doesn't have to fix them first and then put them on the stage and see their performance. It's kind of simultaneously happening. As if Lord has nothing to do with it. How is this happening? What is this? This is going against nature. Against the nature, deer and the tiger next to each other. And not next to each other, but Mahaprabhu saw as he looked behind to the next scene. The deer and tiger, they were embracing each other. Like what? One tiger, one deer. Stand up. One tiger. Who is the tiger? Is a deer. The embracing was the first act. Next was they were kissing each other. Even it's difficult to get human beings to. So when Mahaprabhu saw that, he was reminded of Vrindavan. There's a verse here. Now we are not going, keeping the scripture in the front, but it is right there. He's reciting a verse, which is from 10th canto of Bhagavatam, describing the spirit of Vrindavan, where animals do not act like ferocious animals. Although they have animal body, they have no enmity, no anger, no hatred. They are friendly. Even animals are friendly with each other. So although Mahaprabhu was far from Vrindavan, he was just there in a Jharkhand forest, but there he experienced, he was in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. For him, that was Vrindavan, that spirit, that experience was Vrindavan experience. That spirit was Vrindavan spirit. So it's kind of, as he was eager to go to Vrindavan, kind of Vrindavan was running towards him. Vrindavan was coming also in his direction. He was experiencing Vrindavan on the way to Vrindavan. And again, of course, as he's out of this thick forest of Jharkhand, the more villages and towns on the way to Varanasi. And he's chanting and dancing continues. His assistant is arranging some prasadam, cooking spinach from forest, vegetables, simple meal. Sometimes some Brahmins are inviting. It's described that some low-class people also, in the forest people, uncivilized. So then his servant has to cook, which he's doing. And people are coming to chant and dance with him. It's amazing. There's no advertisement, no banner, no poster. No one is doing campaign of Mahaprabhu's travels, and tonight he's in this village and next day in that town. But somehow people are finding out. And they're coming in a big number wherever he goes. That was happening in South India. Some more people are coming as he's going through this Jharkhand and North India on the way to Vrindavan. Of course, Lord is in the heart and it's easy for him just to make announcement in the heart of each person quickly, and they all found out he's coming, he's here. So they come in big number and he's getting them to chant and dance and inspiring them to chant and dance. Sing Hari Bol. As Mahaprabhu does that, as if he's lifting them. Hari. Okay, lifting all the souls. Okay, lifting all of them and then let them go. And Hari is kind of lifting everybody. Hari Bol. And then those people go, return to their homes, towns, villages, and then they preach to everybody, jari rakho tyare kaho. And then those people, they meet more other people, and though they meet other people, and like that, the chanting of the holy name was spreading everywhere. Mahaprabhu's time. And then he passed through Prayag. And now he's heading towards Vrindavan, Mathura. Mathura Dham ki. Tomorrow we'll deal with, it's one of the amazing chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, according to my estimation or my liking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels through Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, in other words, Brajamandal Parikrama of Vrindavan. Starting with his bath, holy dip at Vishram Ghat, and going for darshan of Keshav Dev at Krishna Janmasthan, birthplace of Krishna, and then going from forest to forest, and how the whole Braj, Mahaprabhu is kind of dealing, reciprocating with whole Brajamandal, and whole Brajamandal is also dealing with Mahaprabhu. There's a whole char achar, living, if there's something called non-living in Braj, char achar, everything is welcoming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is their experience. They are all thinking, although Gaur Sundar has come to Vrindavan, but they're all thinking, oh, Shyam Sundar is here. Although Gaur Sundar is there, but they all think, oh, Shyam Sundar is here. Shyam Sundar is here. And the cows, and the trees, and the birds, male parrot, female parrot talking, Mahaprabhu's, the peacocks dancing, and Mahaprabhu's ecstasies and his emotions, and it just whole flood. Hari. So we will be dealing with that tomorrow. I mean, of every pastime that we talk about, you could always, you know, give a purport and try to analyze and understand. We are not doing that. Of course, time is limited, so that you could do on your own and see what you get out of all this. Just something to keep us in mood of Gauranga here in Mayapur. We are narrating these pastimes of his tour of Vrindavan, him on the way to Vrindavan, and tomorrow we'll be talking of him in Vrindavan itself. And I think I will say this for sure tomorrow, or by tomorrow you would know. Day after tomorrow, which is the fourth session, we may not do. We may have to cancel or whatever reason. So tomorrow may be our third and final session. So and time is, what time? 3:15, right? The 3:15. 3:15 it is, says. Huh? So is that okay for you? You will be taking prasad, lunch prasad before that? Yes? So, we'll see you then. And just an announcement for my disciples. After tomorrow's session from 3:15 to 4:45 or something, 4:45, I'm going to be meeting with my disciples right here, kind of just spread the word around. So this is only for disciples after tomorrow's session, Chaitanya Charitamrita session. And if you like, we could sing for a few minutes and then go. Okay? Yeah, those who have to go, you may proceed. I'll sing for the session. Hare Krishna. So what we went through, you are free to read. Please, you can go back home, read those Chaitanya Charitamrita and see what we missed. Get more details.